Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Asylum podcast. This is episode 5. I'm your host, Andy Godoy. And joining me today is no one. Yep, guys, that's right. Swaney 101 isn't here. Glenn 83100 is not here. Now, the reason why it's just me by myself, and don't worry guys, it won't just be me talking for over an hour. It's basically, we've got a special episode of the Retro Asylum podcast. Now, normally what we do, we talk for over an hour about retro gaming. Now this time we thought, why not play music for over an hour? So that way we're going to bring you the best in gaming music from the past. So guys, sit back and enjoy this episode of Classic Gaming Music. We'll be right back. Wow, now that was some fantastic choices there by Sweeney. His first choice there was taken from the classic game for motion, Batman the Movie, which came out in 1989. Now, this game was programmed by Mike Lamb, and the fantastic music was composed by Matthew Cannon. And this is just an awesome game. It's one of my favorite games ever by Ocean. It's basically about five or six different levels that really capture the, you know, the feel of the film, which was directed by Tim Burton and also starred Michael Keaton. It was one of the best movie licenses ever, and it had amazing gameplay, and of course it did have Matthew Cannon's amazing music. And like I said, the music there that we played there was taken from the title sequence. Absolutely superb. Now the next game we're going to talk about was another Ocean game actually. This came from a game called Where Time Stood Still. Now originally this game was conceived as like a sequel or a follow-up of such to The Great Escape, which was a superb ZX Spectrum game. Now, it did appear like on screenshots in certain magazines, but eventually this game transformed into what we know now, which is Where Time Stood Still. It's a superb game with amazing graphics that still amaze me to this day. Now, the music's only 128K, but again, it's absolutely fantastic, and it's a game that takes a while to get into, but it's superb. Definitely give it a go. Now we've got some more amazing music selected by Sweeney, and then later on we'll select some tracks from Glenn and then from myself. Enjoy the rest of the show, guys. Thank you. Right, guys, hopefully you enjoyed those two tracks. Now, the first tune that we played there was taken from Leadstorm on the ZX Spectrum. Now, Leadstorm was an arcade conversion. I believe the arcade game was done by Capcom. Now, I'm not too familiar with the arcade game itself, but I do know that the ZX Spectrum version had some superb music, which was composed by Tim Folan. And I'll tell you what, I'm so surprised that the ZX Spectrum managed to achieve music like this. I know a lot of people say that the C64 was the best, you know, sort of sounding computer out there, but a lot of people don't give the ZX Spectrum enough credit, because this was simply superb. It's one of the best, you know, tracks I've actually ever heard on the ZX Spectrum. Definitely one to listen out for. Now, the next track was taken from the game Thundercats, which obviously was based on the kids' cartoon show of the same name. Now, I used to be such a fan of Thundercats, and I couldn't wait for the cartoons, you know, to be converted into a computer game. And unfortunately, Thundercats wasn't the game that we were all looking for, but it did have some superb music to compensate for that. And that music was composed by Rob Hubbard, and wow, once again, some superb music that, although you got an average game, the music was superb. So yeah, we've got a few more tracks chosen by Swainy, and once we've done that, we move on to our Glenn selection. Enjoy the rest of the show, guys. We'll be right back. Right, so that's us nearly finished with a Sweeney selection, for now anyway. At the end of the podcast, we have got some more music selected by Sweeney. Well, one track in particular, which was taken from the Amiga, but we'll get to that later. Now, the two tunes that you just heard now, the first one was taken from Midnight Resistance on the ZX Spectrum. And I tell you what, that was based on the arcade game, and it was a superb conversion. Some of the nicest sprites and the most colour used on a ZX Spectrum game, and this was ported by Ocean. They did an absolutely amazing job on this. And I tell you what, guys, the music was superb as well, and that was composed by Keith Tinman. He did a superb job on that. Now, speaking of Midnight Resistance, I want to quickly go on to another topic, which is Midnight Resistance related. Now, I want to give a big shout out and a special thanks to the boys from Retro Resistance. Now, they've got their podcast, Retro Resistance, and the next podcast comes out on Monday, hopefully, I believe. And they've done an amazing job with that. Episode 1 was good, episode 2 was even better. Now, I've got a feeling that episode 3 is going to be absolutely fantastic. So, guys, thank you very much, Melk. Thank you very much, Tony. I enjoy listening to the show, and thank you very much for all your help. And listeners, please check out the show. Now, moving on to something slightly different. The second track that Sweeney selected just there wasn't from a ZX Spectrum. It was taken from a Vectrex track. Now, I'm not too familiar with the Vectrex, but I was not even familiar that the Vectrex could do music like that. And that is some of the most amazing music I've actually heard from a Vectrex. It kind of sounds like very futuristic, like you're floating in space, very ghostly at the same time. So yeah, sit back and enjoy more music, but this time selected by Glenn. We'll be right back. Wow. Now that was some fantastic music chosen by Glenn83100. Now the first track was taken from Bubble Dizzy on their Commodore 64. And I'll tell you what, Bubble Dizzy may have not been the best Dizzy game ever, but that little tune on the C64 was something special. It was really nice. Now, speaking about Dizzy, I've got two things I'd like to say about Dizzy. First of all, guys, Dizzy came back in Prince of the Yolk Folk on the iPhone and on the Android. And I tell you what, after so many years of Dizzy being away, it's absolutely fantastic seeing Dizzy, you know, back on a gaming platform. So it's really nice to have him back. Hopefully we'll see more new games from Dizzy. Now, the next thing I want to mention is, recently at the Retro Asylum Forum, we did a poll to find out, to settle a long dispute that me and Glenn have had, you know, about which version of Quick Snacks is better. Is it the ZX Spectrum or is it the Commodore 64 version? Now guys, after the poll, we finally found out that unanimously the ZX Spectrum version won. Now the ZX Spectrum, I believe, had about 10 votes and the C64 version of Quick Snacks got one vote, which I think was from Glenn himself. Right, so yeah, I just wanted to point that out. The ZX Spectrum version of Quick Snacks is better. Now, going back to the music there, the second track that Glenn chose was the superb music composed by Matt Gray, and that was from Last Ninja 2. And I tell you what, that has to be one of my favorite tracks ever. Absolutely amazing, simply superb. It's just amazing. It's one of my favorite tracks ever. I'm stuck for words. Enjoy the rest of the music, guys. Right, so Glenn decided to mix it up a little bit by getting music from different consoles and computers. Now, the first track that you heard there was taken from the title sequence from Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo. Now, that is probably one of the greatest games ever. It's got amazing gameplay, some fun elements, and I'll tell you what, it's got some superb music as well to match the amazing gameplay. Really adds to the atmosphere, and it's just one of the best games ever. Probably is my favourite Mario game. Now, we did also have a poll on the Retro Asylum forum trying to find out which is the better game. Is it Super Mario 3? Is it Super Mario World? Or is it Mario 64? And I think, once again, it was a bit unanimous. I think the winner turned out to be Super Mario World. Apparently, everyone voted for that game. So yeah, moving on to the next track. Now, Glenn originally said he wanted the Armalite, I believe it's called, title track, but I couldn't find that one. But I did find another tune from Armalite on the C64, and it's simply superb. I had never heard this one before, and after listening to it, it kind of reminds me of Ben Dugleesh's 700 Degrees soundtrack. Yeah, very, very similar. But I tell you what, again, superb music. I have no idea who it's composed by. Maybe one of you guys can let me know. Enjoy the rest of the show, guys. We'll be right back.
Outrun.
Once again, Glenn's selected some amazing choice of music there. Now, the first choice of music he selected there was from the Amiga, and that was from Lotus 3, The Ultimate Challenge. And this was a game that was published by Gremlin Software, and I had actually never heard this music before because I never actually had or owned an Amiga. So I was completely blown away by this, but apparently this music was composed by Patrick Fellin, an absolutely superb soundtrack there. Now, the next track that Glenn played, once again, I had never played this game, so I'd never heard the music. Now, this sounds too good to be true and kind of sounds like a remix, but from what I've researched, apparently it's not. Now, this is the track that was taken from Turbo Outrun. It's the main theme. Now, it's superb. It's got sample speech. The music is superb. And I just couldn't believe like how much they managed to achieve on the C64 SID chip. Enjoy the rest of the show, guys.
Thank you.
right there, guys. So that is the end of Glenn's amazing soundtrack that he's chosen for us. The first track came from the Commodore 64. It was a spooky and scary Cauldron. Now, some of our listeners might be thinking, hold up a second, that wasn't the exact C64 version. Well, you know what, guys? That was the only version I could find, and it's similar enough. Cauldron was a fantastic little game where you play this witch on Halloween night, and you have to collect a number of items. The game was fun and colourful, but it was tough as nails. Now, the next track, actually, that Glenn picked comes from the Chaos Engine on the Amiga. Now, I'd never heard the music from this game because I'd never owned Amiga. And I'll tell you what, I've missed out on absolutely loads because I had played this game on the Super Nintendo. And I'll tell you what, guys, it does not compare in the slightest. The Amiga music was simply superb. And I really regret not actually having one. So, guys, what I hope to do with this podcast in particular, the music-type podcast, which is still part of the Retro Asylum podcast, is I'm going to try and do one every fifth episode. But the way I want this to work is I want you guys to go down to the forum. If you look at site and podcast stuff, you'll find a little thread there that talks about music. I think it's called My Musical Memories. And I want you to select some choices of, you know, what you like music-wise from retro gaming. And tell us the reason why you want us to play those tracks. And we'll play those tracks on one of our next musical episodes of the Retro Asylum podcast. Anyway, guys, sit back and enjoy my selection of some arcade classics. Enjoy! Thank you. So my first choice of classic arcade game music came from Sega. The first game track came from Enduro Racer, which was one of my favourite arcade games. And I first played it in one of the arcades in Margate, and it was just really amazing that you could sit down on the actual bike itself, and when you had to go over the ramps in the game, you had to sort of pull back to sort of do a wheelie over the ramps. And I tell you what, the music was perfect for it. It just really added so much atmosphere. I can't remember who the composer is, but I believe he's the same composer that composed loads of classic tunes for loads of classic Sega games. Now, the next track that I want to talk about is from Outrun. I love the music from Outrun. I think it's magical something or another, but it's simply superb. Absolutely fantastic. I just got memories of sitting there, playing this game, driving there, and in the first level you're driving along, there's the beach nearby. And I think once I start my driving lessons next year, and I go for a little drive, I think I'll pop this in the CD player and listen to this. Now, that was one of the reasons why I thought, you know what, I'm going to try and do something different with this podcast. Rather than just have just every podcast be the same, let's mix it up a little bit. And I thought this podcast would be perfect for if you're doing the commute to work or you're driving down for Christmas to see your family. So anyway, guys, sit back and enjoy loads more arcade classics.
over, have some fun with Crazy Taxi.
Okay. Yeah.
Soundtracks ever from any game, really. I mean, at some point I've got a feeling that I'm gonna do like my top 50 soundtracks from a game, basically, or from games in general. Now, the first soundtrack was taken from Daytona USA, the arcade game, and I tell you what, I've got really fond memories of playing this game, because this game came out roughly around the time when I started working in the Trocadero. Back then it used to have Sega World. So I used to get free rides, I used to have to go on the arcade machines and play non-stop. And this is one of the games that we used to play, because I think you could connect like about 8 of them together. They were all lined up and we had some epic races. And last year, me and the guys from the Retro Asylum, we did a little 1HMPS Retro meetup. And we ended up going to the Trocadero and we ended up playing a bit of Daytona. And there was some sort of like dodgy driving, a bit of cheating there. Bit of bumping into cars, but yeah, I really enjoyed that. And recently the game came out on the Xbox 360, where Melk has been kicking my ass, and I tell you what, it's a fantastic game and the music is superb. Now, the next game, the music came from Crazy Taxi, and I love the music. It was the whole like punk rock American style music. It featured music from The Offspring. And that's probably one of my favourite soundtrack, and probably one of my favourite tunes from The Offspring. And it just basically, it made the game cool. It gave this game this really fast-paced, you know, amazing feel to it. So anyway, guys, loads more music coming along. I think I've got 4 more tracks, and then we're going to end it with an Amiga track. Enjoy the rest of the show. We'll be right back. Right, so we're nearing the end of the show. We've got two more tracks after this. So the last couple of tracks I played there, the first one was called Wilderness, and it came from the classic arcade game Golden Axe. And the reason why I chose that track, it really sort of made Golden Axe feel epic. It made it feel like, it gave it like a movie score. And that's one of the things that I want to touch upon on these music podcasts that I'm going to do at some later point. I want to talk about why you like the music, why you chose certain music, because music in gaming has changed like over the last 20, 30 years from little beeps to CD quality sound. So it really has evolved. So guys, I want you to pick music from right back in the day and up until like about, say, PlayStation 2, GameCube, or even Dreamcast era. But beyond that, I wouldn't consider retro, but hey, that's another debate for another day. Now, the next track that I selected was from Shinobi. I love Shinobi. Shinobi was, at the time, when I was growing up, I wanted to be a ninja. Ninjas were all the rage. I used to watch all my ninja movies. Probably my favorite one was American Ninja 1, 2, I think 3 and 4 and 5 were kind of rubbish, but playing Shinobi made me feel like I was in one of these ninja films, and it was simply superb. The music complemented it perfectly, and special mention must go out to the Mega Drive versions, which had superb music, but I'll play those on another podcast. Enjoy the last couple of tracks, guys. We'll be right back. guys. So basically, I'm going to wrap up the podcast now. Hopefully, you've enjoyed episode 5. I know it's not our regular sort of podcast that we normally do, but I thought I'd mix it up a little bit just to make, you know, episode 5 a little bit more special. And hopefully, if we get, you know, a good response to this, we'll try and do this every 5th episode. Now, don't forget, guys, you can do a request on the Retro Asylum forum. If you go to the site and podcast stuff, you'll find the little thread there. I think it's called Musical Memories, and then you can put your selection there. So tell us why you chose that song, why it means so much to you, and why you like it. Now, next up, guys, I want to give everyone a big shout out. I want to give a shout out to Swainy. I want to give a shout out to Glenn. I want to give a shout out to Tony and to Malk, to Asperger's Gamers, to Party Boy, and everyone else in the Retro Asylum community. I just want to say big thanks, guys, because I couldn't have done any of this without your help. You guys are making this site a success. I'm really enjoying doing it, and you guys keep on encouraging me. And you know what? I love doing this, guys. So thank you much for all your support. Please give us some more iTunes reviews. We've got 12 iTunes reviews now. I want to see if we can get 20 by next year. Well, not by next year, you know what I mean, by before 2013. Oh, special mention, I want to give a big shout out to Lotharius and his latest issue of Nesbitt magazine. I think is coming soon. So guys, go to nesbitt.com and check out there for more info. Enjoy the show, guys, and we'll finish off with some Amiga music.